Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the living God. Tonight, I just want to come back on and build my strength back up and let you know that the God we serve is still he's a merciful God. He shows us day by day what he's doing through us. So it behooves us to stay with him, love him, obey him, and let him be a part of our lives. Many times we come to a point in our lives where we just say, well, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. This is a true statement. Lord, there's nothing I can do without your help. So in depending on God's help, God makes it so possible for us. So I just like to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray this night that you will bless us. You will show us your way, what we must do, and how we must do it. Tonight's a night that I just said thank you for everything you have done for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I praise you and I love you and I adore you and I magnify your name. I know tonight's a night, Father, that if we come before you, we come before you with thanksgiving. Many have called on your name. And I just don't want to say I love you. How much I love you, Father. I love you. Without you, I can do nothing. I admit it. I depend completely on you. All my prayer requests, Lord, I'm giving them to you. And I just say, Lord, without you, it just won't be possible. But with you, it's always possible. I want to say thank you. Because I love you, I adore you, and I magnify your name. From the rising of the sun to the setting, you're still God. There's none like you. I love you, and I adore you. And tonight, Father, we just come over here and give you the praise. And we know that God is one God. And for that, we thank him for it. We thank you for it, Father. And tonight, we just come on with the show tonight. And we just say tonight that Dr. Monica, she's going to be on. She's going to, tonight, Father, I want to bless her in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fullness of teachability, let the fullness of prophecy, let the fullness of healing be around her, through her, and by her. For you can do it, Father. We can. And for this, I said thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And tonight, amen. Amen. Sister Monica?
Yes, Dr. Hunter?
Yes. All right, you got it. You're on the line. Go ahead. You got the program tonight. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was want to thank God for a new year. Underneath the blood of Jesus, 2017 will be deeper in prayer, obeying more of the Daniel's diet. Eating more green foods, drinking a whole lot more water, and also fish. We're going to put the book of Leviticus in obedience and obey it when it comes to our diet. Okay? And I just want to bring to the God's people.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, then listen. Amen. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you said out of the book of Leviticus?
Yes, no, I was just saying, as I read through the Bible, and I always elaborate on the book of Leviticus, because that's where God speaks about our diet and everything. And if
okay.
we want to listen to him speak to us, we can't be bogged down with so much coffee, so much bread, and too much pork.
Okay. So is that what we're supposed to live in today? How do you help us to see that? Can you help us to see that?
Yes, I definitely can. I can go through my personal experience in life, and I told the other people in my last doctoral degree class, I said, listen, brothers and sisters of Christ, if you would drink more water, when it comes to meat, if you eat the baked fish or eat fish, nothing fried, reduce your bread intake, and just exclude like the dairy from your diet, like ice cream and milk. Give me 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks worth of that. Eating green food, lots of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing fried, and drink plenty of water. I'll say 2 cups of coffee a day. And I say, then you study. And at the end of the month, they were saying, thank you, Dr. Monica. And I said, you're welcome. But it's in the Bible, and it's for free. But a lot of times that we do lack because of our knowledge and everything. But in the book of Proverbs 6, it speaks about from chapter 1 to chapter 10, it speaks about how we can be friends in the body of Christ. Because there's no one man know it all.
True.
Okay, and I said, I back everything up biblically.
Okay.
Because I tell them that the devil knows the Bible also. But if we want to be and get the inheritance of Abraham, we want to be purged like Job and let God just bless us and put a hedge of protection over us. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because the devil's like, well, you got a hedge of protection over Job. That's why I can't attack him. Well, you know,
amen.
He attacks him, you know, he just don't bother his soul. That when God said that, the soul consists of people, the foods that we eat, okay? That's why I call it, you know, what it is. Because once you defile that, it's hard, you become sluggish. And it's something that's in the brain, it's the cerebellum. And once you lose a lot of those neurons, you don't get them back. But you got to work with what you have. And this is the reason why God gave us 100% of brain capacity. Yes, Adam did sin. But we know better, so we can do better. Regardless of parents and generational curses, okay? That's all that's taken care of. We can learn how to read. We can teach ourselves how to read come 2017. All those things did happen. But God says, I'm in the restoration business. And this, and a lot of times he allowed it to happen so we can come to him. So
amen.
There's really no excuse for us to be 50 and 35 pounds overweight. According to our height and everything.
Teach it, sister.
So,
teach it.
You know, if you have,
but,
like you said, I'm sorry?
I said, I'm just listening. Go ahead.
So it says in the book of Proverbs 6 and 5, deliver thyself as the world from the hand of the hunter, and as the bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant. Then slugger, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. This is like people giving somebody advice. This is wisdom. How long wilt thou sleep, O slugger, when thou shalt arise out of that sleep? Get a little sleep, a little summer, a little folding of the hands to sleep. A lot of this, some of the books of Proverbs, everyone knows that Psalms and Proverbs is the book of wisdom and everything. And we don't want to lack because of the knowledge and understanding of what we are obtaining from it. And in the month of January, I really elaborate on drink a whole lot more water, eat a lot more green foods, pray, accelerate your prayer life an extra 10, 15 minutes, and just sit at the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Just to say, God, I'm here, I'm yours. Don't be a Mary and a Marilyn, Madeline world. Don't be trying to go out there and do things for other people. Tell people, no, you don't have to go on your phone. Television, don't have nothing you want to watch, no way. You know? And, I mean, naturally, you don't want to be ignorant to the devil and his devices. You want to be, you know, you want to, don't want to be knowledgeable of what's going on in the world. But there has to come a time one day out of a week, 30 minutes out of a day, where you can give God some quality time, some prayer time, some reading the Bible time. And just sitting there, just listening to him. I mean, and just fall in love with him. Put him before wife, children, and work. And watch God bless you outside your hood. Watch him open up doors for you that no man can shut. You don't know it's him.
Amen. Amen. Well, let me ask you this. So you said to drink water every day. How much water must I drink every day?
Well, I would say, when you said 16 ounces and everything, you know, but let's just start with four. But I would say with every meal, drink about 4 or 16 ounces of water, and then accelerate it from there. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not trying to say, like, just totally ignore having some coffee or anything. When it comes to soda pop, I would say, yes, alleviate that altogether, because it would take 16 ounces of water just to flush out that 1 8-ounce can of soda from your body with all those acids.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. So a person can eat, can you eat a pork steak? Can you eat bacon? Can you eat ham hocks?
Those are considered not the books, not the foods of fish. Okay. Once again, I want to stay away from the pork if you can.
Okay.
I talk to people about the Daniel's diet, but it for me, it's a lifestyle. And when you have came from somewhere, you have to position yourself. And then you have to work a little bit harder, because that's what you're used to. You're not used to eating celery sticks as a dessert. You used to have an ice cream. You got to switch that thing around. And then that's when you really have to pray, Dr. Hunter, but it's not to come out your nose, because you want it so bad. And we all know that Mr. Lucifer's not going to have it. He ain't got no power. You just pretend, so you just don't buy it. Okay?
All right.
This is wanting God. When you want him so bad, this is what you're going to do to get his approval for the things that you want out of life. You know, you want to start a school, a biblical school. You want to start a biblical school, plus you want to have a school with science and math in there also, teaching people from first grade all the way up to, you know, PhD level. This is something that miraculously Jesus Christ can do. It's nothing new I need to say that he can't do for you. But he needs to know that where are you going to pray? Where are you getting this control from? Well, you know, talk to me. Show me a plan. Give it to me. And once I give it back to you, I want you to give it back to me again.
Okay. Now, so plan B is what?
Plan B is the lifestyle. Not just for fasting for the month of January, because it's the beginning of the year. This stuff is so circular. It's just like when they talk about the gym. Oh, yeah, you go to the gym and you get in the gym business in the month of January, you live all year long, because that's the only time that they come is after December, and they didn't gain 15, 20 pounds and they want to get it knocked off. Well, I say, people, we're not going to compare ourselves to the circle of people. We're not going to just do this in the month of January. This is going to be something that is going to be a lifestyle for us, and we're just going to develop. We're just going to walk into it. When we go to the grocery store, we're going to pick up an extra celery. If we want something sweet, we're going to pick up some apples, okay? We're going to pick up a bag of green peas with no sugar in it.
Okay.
Yes, and some people are like, well, I can't just put down the steak. I say, eat more vegetables with it instead of eating bread with it and mashed potatoes.
Now, what kind of vegetables should we eat?
Asparagus, raw vegetables, nothing fried. Like, I do have fried okra, but nothing fried. Greens.
Okay. What about garlic?
Garlic is very good for the heart. Yeah, that's an herb. That's a great herb, yes.
Okay.
So speaking of that, fish oil and vitamin E are great vitamins to take. Castor oil, yes, that's excellent for the system.
Okay. What about honey?
I mean, the honey is a natural sweetener, and I would say use like 1/16 of it in something. It's not sugar. And like, if you're trying to, like, little by little get out of the sweets, I would say that would be a great alternative.
Amen. So then, can I eat eggs?
You said something, Dr. Hunter?
I said, can I eat eggs?
The eggs are great, but the yellow part is cholesterol. The yolk of it is like, you should throw it out and just eat it egg white.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And eat egg whites and put spinach in it. It is awesome.
Okay. Now, what do I do with the part that has been called cholesterol? Do I throw it out, or what do I do with it?
Just throw it out. Yeah.
Okay.
And I've seen people cook eggs with milk. Don't let nobody cook your eggs with milk. Just have them cook it with olive oil if you can. Less fat, grease or oil that you can use.
Okay. Now, what if I don't have olive oil? Can I use crystal oil?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all straight.
Okay. Well, you've been a blessing. I'm listening to you, a blessing. I got it recorded, so praise the living God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So,
amen. 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 And so, also tonight, may I just say, now, what about in the book of Acts where God led Peter and showed him that all the food they led him down to him and the sheep? You remember that scripture where God let the food down to him?
That means the manna?
And he said, eat. He told Paul, Paul said, no, Lord, I do not eat from this. He said, I've never put an unclean thing in my mouth. But what was God telling us to do something different or what?
Was God telling us to do
it different or do it a special way? Or was he trying to get somebody involved in what he wanted done?
He was trying to get someone involved because I was really kind of confused about that myself and what he wanted done. And a lot of times that he'll take you to a high mountain and he wants you to do certain things for a reason because he's like, you're mine and I'm doing an experiment on you. It's just like when people are born and they're born blind. He does experiments, but he does them different ways. Some of them he'll tell them, go dip over there. The other ones he'll tell them, go spit in his purse. You know, it was something, every time he healed a blind person, he did it differently. And every time he deals with a different person with a different blessing and a different experiment, he does the experiment differently.
Well, let me ask you, what about spinach?
Spinach is excellent. Excellent green food.
Okay. Well, I like to eat eggplant. Do you like eggplant?
Egg white?
No, eggplant. It's an eggplant.
Oh, yeah. Eggplant is fine.
Okay. Okay. I'm just asking, so I'm taking notes on what you're doing, and you tell us what to do. Amen. Well, I want to know anything else you want to tell us?
Basically, that was the skinny of everything. I pretty much elaborated on all what I wanted to say, and I did my little Bible scripture what I had wanted to read upon about wisdom and the guidance of our diet. So basically, Dr. Hunter, my conclusion.
Well, I tell you, I want to thank God for what you're doing. I want to thank God for what you're doing because it makes sense. And I will let you know, I've changed my diet. I can't eat no more meats. I have to eat chicken and fish. Amen.
Amen.
So, and I eat a lot of sweet toast. I eat a lot of green stuff. But my diet is so changed that all I can do is thank the living God what he's done for me. And I try to drink a lot of water every day. I try to drink a half a gallon every day to keep my body flush. Is that right?
That is excellent.
Okay.
And other than what we're doing, this is pray. I'm sorry.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to glorify God in the name of Jesus. Well, anything else you want to tell the nation?
Oh, I just want to pray to the nation that underneath the blood of Jesus, I want you to accelerate your prayer life and just give God the glory. Just thank him for waking you up this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for sacrificing his son, Jesus Christ, for your sins. I want to tell the nation to thank God for leaving a book behind of the Bible. You want your husband, you want to be married for 120 years. You want your children to underneath the blood of Jesus, obviously prison, divorce. The Bible is the way.
Amen.
No one can jump from anything. You're going to get it 90%.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, I just want to say tonight that Dr. Monica, you have been a blessing to the whole nation. But one thing I would have you do, will you close in prayer?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you underneath your blood, Jesus, thanking you for waking us up this morning. Thanking you, Father God, for this prayer line. Underneath your blood, Jesus, we have captured souls that have retained what we have said. Outside of the Bible, Father God, the obedience, Father God, that we need to purge ourselves, dear Heavenly Father God, to obtain from you, Lord Jesus. Reading the Bible of Genesis, through the book of Revelation, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, giving us the wisdom, guidance, and direction on what we need to read. If I don't have a problem with my diet, the book of Leviticus, I don't need to read it 3-4 times a year. I need to read the book of Timothy. I need to read the book of Romans, because I'm losing my discipline in certain areas of my life, okay? I need to watch YouTube channels. I need to go to a church where they really preach the word fivefold ministry. Discipline and obedience in God's word. And I want to come to you, dear Heavenly Father God, that we have captured a soul. We have saved a soul. Underneath your blood, Jesus, let no evil rise up against us in your name, Father God. With your people, Father God, keep a hedge of protection of us like Job, Father God. And then bless us, Father God, like the blessings of Abraham, Father God. Put it on our laps, Father God. We'll give the plans to you, Jesus. It's to obtain disciples for you and to capture souls for your kingdom, Father God. Your favor, your anointing, your wisdom, your guidance, your character, your class, your integrity, and your discernment with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Bible, Father God. The right people in our lives. And the wrong people out of our lives, and a 180 in our lives, spiritually, financially, socially, mentally, and academically, Father God. Generational blessings overflowing to the 100,000 power, Father God. For Dr. Hunter and Dr. Monica and everyone else that's listening to this, Father God. Memorizing Bible scriptures, being the walking Bible, sold out Christians, Father God, and a participator in the church house, Father God. And we feel blood to Heavenly Father God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to put some music on till the next program. Come on, and God bless you. Yeah?
Thank you, Dr. Honey. God bless you, too. Next level.
No, thank you. No, thank you. You made us give us more understanding, some more understanding. And I want to thank you once again for what the Lord is using you to do in the body of Christ and the faith that you have come to another level. And I just want to keep encourage everybody. The only way you're going to get a chance to see God is through Jesus Christ. If you don't know him, you'll never see him. So until the next time, God bless you. Put some music on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
You too.
You can listen. Amen.
Yeah. Very drawn closer to you. You are my sun, my moon, my star. Everything you are. Lord, I pray, I celebrate you for just being God. You're my air, you're my tree, the very breath I breathe. Lord, I praise, I celebrate you, just being God.
You are.
voice in the house and say, Jesus. Come on, lift it up. Everything you are. All in glory to Jesus at this time. Jesus. Worship it. Come on. Everything you are. Oh, yeah. Everything you are.
I know it's going to be over. But you know, everywhere I go, I have to sing this song because it's such a part of me. Out of all the songs that I've written, of all the songs that I sing, this one means most to me, closest to my heart. I've been singing for quite some time now. Folks prophesied on me years ago, said that I wasn't going to be nothing. They said that I wouldn't make it. They said that I wouldn't last long. They said that I would never amount to anything. But I want the level to know tonight that I am still holding on. I'm holding on tonight. Have we got time to sing it tonight? I'm fortunate tonight to have Cousin Deborah here. And the original version of this song, she sings it. I wonder would it be all right if she's singing verse 7. Would it be all right if Deborah come out and sing it? Come on, give Deborah a hand if she comes out. Come on, make her feel welcome. Come on. Yeah.
Even though my road has been rough, and even though my going Feel as though I'm burning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Your own I'm just Tell it down. That's my heart's desire, my heart. Thank you. Yes, they will. Battle, get it on. I'm
somebody would be to testify to somebody next to them. So, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what it brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I mean, is there anybody in this house other than me that declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, is there one that made it? Some of never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what it brought me through, I realize I made it because I have you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Boy, I never would have made it. Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is one more time. Everybody stand with me. Oh,
Thank you.